Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living and true God. The Lord our God loves us, and He has so much to say to us. And His words are true and faithful, always true, always faithful. He thinks about everything. Everything that He gives us to do is well thought out. Now last week we talked about fractions, how God guides us. What we see is a fraction of what He sees. He's considering everything. He's considering all the facts. We consider a few facts. But as we go forward in Him, trusting His knowledge and wisdom, His guidance, we will see the results eventually of what He sees. Now that part takes time. When you trust God, you still don't see what He sees. As you're operating according to His word, you know, because you trust Him, you act on His word. That's when it becomes faith. It's still faith to you because you can't see what He sees. And when we are believing Him for something, most of the time we consider the covenant and the result. Are we in covenant with God? Yes. Why? Because by the shedding of His blood, we have righteousness. We believed on Him, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have righteousness. His blood washed away our sin. We're in covenant. If it's healing, by His stripes we're healed. We're in covenant. And we pray for people and believe for people's healing. And nothing seems to happen sometimes. But we're looking at the covenant and we're looking for the result, and we should. But in doing so, you have to consider the facts, the knowledge that we don't have. That's when we go to the Lord and find out what's happening. Why is there a stall? Why are things not moving along? If we ask these kind of questions, we'll learn. We can go forward. Our relationship with the Lord gives us the knowledge we need for our faith. I was just considering how you have to receive the knowledge of God's word. Now God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Peter taught us how to do it. 2 Peter chapter 1 teaches us how to do it, precisely that. He teaches us how to be fruitful. When you go to what he said, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, brotherly kindness. He goes on down the list. This is how you become fruitful. Also, this is how you multiply. Also, this is how you give. This is how you replenish the earth to supply fully. Being fruitful is to prepare yourself to give profit. To multiply is to increase greatly. To replenish the earth is to supply fully. This is why, this is our purpose. When you have a purpose, you have a direction. When you have a direction in Christ, you're going to always win. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, seeking first the kingdom of God gives you vision. Seeking His righteousness gives you foundation for the vision. 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us how to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now the same things that Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, it also shows you how to subdue. Everything he listed, add to your faith knowledge, knowledge, temperance, all these things, they show you how to subdue your life. and also how to have dominion. And then verse 10 says, if you do these things, if these things be in you unabound, you will never fall. Verse 9 says, well, if you, those that don't do these things, they will have forgotten that they needed a Savior. You have to, if you do those things, you will ever increase. You won't just survive in life. Every Christian will have a survival stage. That's just a stage of life. Unless you greatly learn the Word of God, then you can just go into thriving. You don't really have to survive in life. But everything you learn will be challenged. And until you master those things, you may be in survival mode, which is not failing. That's still going forward. I want to get people into thriving mode because you can. A lot of times the predecessors that people have, the ministers that went before them, and for generations they never learned to thrive. Some came close and some did, but many did not. They lived in survival mode, hoping Jesus just come rapture them out of here. Life was painful because they were in survival mode. Is painful. That's a painful way to live. Scratching and surviving all your days, never knowing how this life really works. But if you seek first the kingdom of God, you will learn how it works, and you'll have the knowledge that faith requires. These things are lacking so that everything you see is evident of it. The things in life, when you look out in the wide world, the fractions of what you see is evident of people not fully benefiting from what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1. And also what the Lord told Adam, the first five commandments to man: be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. When I was in survival mode, I said, Lord, how long do I have to fight like this? He said, fight till you win and live in victory. And that gave me vision, hope, and faith. It gave me vision because I had a direction to point to go in. It gave me hope because I saw that I could win this. And it gave me faith because I demanded that I would. All three at the same time. I thank God for it. Now, if you don't want to live in survival mode, these are the things you have to do. You don't have to live tempted the rest of your days. You don't have to live on the edge of heaven, about to fall off the cliff. You can live in the middle of heaven. And at any point in time you want to, you can go to God's throne. Going to God's throne is your covenant right and ability. You can go and worship, but you still got to grow. It's not a substitute for growing in Him and learning and growing. That's part of being fruitful. Now these things, it's not like you just be fruitful and then that stage is over, and then you multiply, that stage is over, then you come to a point where you can give, you replenish the earth. Not just tied to having children, but this is a way of life in every category. This is your financial system. This is your healing system. This is your ability to use faith. This is what you do. You can use faith. You can get skilled at it. You can even become a master of it. Now, you know, Star Wars has the Jedi Knights. You know, they master their skills. They're like disciples. They master their skills. Christians are people who are in covenant with God. And hopefully they're Christ-like in every way. Most time they're not. But if they become disciples, they will be. If they live in disciple mode, to be fruitful is to all you learn, you grow, you develop, you master things. Then there's another area of life, another stage or another area in your life. You have to be fruitful, multiply. You have to do the same thing. Then when you're able to do something for God, God give you an assignment. You start the whole process all over again. You be fruitful, you multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. And when you master that, He give you another assignment. You do the same thing. And your life begins to thrive. And you have vision. You can see yourself doing whatever God says. This is related to your trust in Him. Are you going to trust the fractions of what you see? the fractions that I'm talking about, these are the things that are out there in life that you see. Fractions. Or are you going to trust the the things around you, or are you going to trust the Lord? You can trust the fractions, everything you see, or you can trust the knowledge of God, what He sees. What the Lord sees is everything, even through time. In every direction, God can see everything, every situation. And when He gives you an assignment, it's well thought out, well planned out. You fit this, and you came to a point where you can begin it. And if you grow according to knowledge, see, add to your faith knowledge. I'm believing God. I don't see the results I want. I'm in covenant, and I'm looking for the results. Then when I read the pages, the Word of God, and receive it in my heart, I begin to understand other things to deal with. Then when I ask the Holy Spirit, what's stalling me? What's going on? And then He give me wisdom. I'm adding to my faith knowledge. I'm receiving. I'm adding virtue. And the Word of God causes you to love others. Brotherly kindness. Temperance. You don't have to rush out there and tell people everything you know. You don't have to prove that you're growing. All these things are very important. Now, I gave a partial of Peter's list, but when you study it out for yourself, you'll see the wisdom in it. And I happen to be out of time. And because of that, the Lord will take up where I left off. That's why I always say, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. You can still relate to Him yourself. And He can fill in the blanks. And I thank God for that. This is a tool. These broadcasts are tools that you can use to grow by. And I'm sharing with God. This is my assignment. This is my gift to the body of Christ. And I don't charge any money for it. It's free. Everything that God gave me is free. I give it away. He said, free to receive, free to give. And the more I give, the more He give me. And then I'll be rewarded. Now, God will take off from here. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.